This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly, in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama stepped back into the political minefield of immigration policy this week. He argued for big changes in what he called the nation's broken immigration system, and he said he needed at least some Republican support. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For months now, Latino activists have been pushing the president to make good on his promise to overhaul the nation's immigration system. Yesterday, in a speech at American University, Mr. Obama took up the challenge.
I'm ready to move forward. The majority of Democrats are ready to move forward. And I believe the majority of Americans are ready to move forward.
The speech followed meetings earlier in the week with immigration activists and Latino lawmakers. To those concerned with security along the southern border with Mexico, Mr. Obama said he's already put more boots on the ground than ever before. But he argued border enforcement by itself will not stop the flow of illegal immigrants.
Our borders are just too vast for us to be able to solve the problem only with fences and border patrols. It won't work.
Mr. Obama said border enforcement must be complemented with efforts to prevent employers from hiring illegal immigrants and with a path to legalization for the millions of undocumented workers who are already here. Illinois Congressman Luis Gutierrez has criticized the president in the past for not acting more forcefully on immigration. Gutierrez liked what he heard yesterday.
He has taken the first step. My hope now is that as we move forward, he and a movement for comprehensive immigration reform will have a closer, more collaborative effort that'll get us there this year.
But if the president's speech was meant to rally supporters, it also included a cautionary note.
Reform that brings accountability to our immigration system cannot pass without Republican votes. That is the political and mathematical reality.
And at the moment, no Senate Republicans are ready to sign on, even though 11 of them voted in favor of a similar proposal 4 years ago. Immigration is back in the spotlight now thanks to a new Arizona law requiring police to question anyone they suspect of being in the country illegally. Mr. Obama says he understands the frustration that led to that law, but he thinks Arizona went too far. His speech yesterday helped to lay the groundwork for an expected legal challenge by the Justice Department. Daniel Tischner, who studies the politics of immigration at the University of Oregon, says a majority of Americans support Arizona's new Get Tough approach to illegal immigration, but a similar majority also wants a process to legalize those who are already here.
In a way, the public is much more in a compromise mode, more than members of Congress.
But Tischner says immigration remains politically dicey, and not just for Republicans. Mr. Obama's push for comprehensive reform is not without risk, he says, especially in conservative southern and western states.
In the short term, I think he will probably face losing voters in those key swing states. But I think he's thinking long term in terms of the next presidential election and even beyond that.
Latino voters strongly supported Mr. Obama's first bid for the White House, and their numbers are growing with every election. Tischner was also struck by the level of detail in the president's speech, suggesting he's really determined to pursue an immigration bill at some point during his administration. Mr. Obama spelled out, for example, what illegal immigrants would have to do to qualify for legalization, pay a fine, pay taxes, and learn English. Congressman Gutierrez also took note of the president's tone, which was more thoughtful than inspirational. This was a speech by Obama the professor, Gutierrez said, not Obama the politician.
I get it. This ain't for me. This isn't for the believers. This is for people that we need to come under our tent so that the tent is broad enough and strong enough and vital enough that we can get this passed.
As for whether the president's push will amount to more than just a speech, Gutierrez says, check back in a few months. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.